A Texas congressman wants to require all illegal aliens to be screened against the terror watch list. I know. I was also surprised that wasn't a requirement already. This is Monday, March 25th, 2024.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting off your week with the Texas Minute. A new federal contract is letting children brought illegally into the country go into sponsors' homes without any security or safety checks. More on that coming up. The board of Houston Metro now includes the former Republican nominee for Harris County judge. Alex Mollier received a vote of confidence from 12 of the 14 multi-city mayors overseeing that board. Metro's service area covers more than 13,000 square miles and operates bus, light rail, bus rapid transit, and intermediate public transit services. The agency has a budget of $1.6 billion and provides public transportation throughout Harris County. The state of Texas has sued the Biden administration to prevent the Department of Energy from halting applications to export liquid natural gas. The Biden administration had announced back in January their decision to stop all exports of LNG. Attorney General Ken Paxton said that Biden's LNG exports ban will simultaneously upend the oil and gas industry and disrupt Texas's economy. There are 15 other states joining Texas in this lawsuit. The U.S. government agreed to a contract back in February that would allow unaccompanied illegal alien children to be transported from shelters run by the Office of Refugee Resettlement to sponsors in America. But according to research conducted by the Center for Immigration Studies, the contract fails to provide guidelines for security and safety. Researchers say the Biden administration fails to provide thorough instructions on how to correctly identify sponsors taking the children or how ORR escorts are supposed to assess the safety of the situation in which the children are placed. Now, you might remember back in 2023 when it was reported that the Biden administration had lost track of 85,000 illegal alien children. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Legislation filed by U.S. Representative Roger Williams of Texas would require Border Patrol agents to detain all illegal border crossers and determine if they're on the federal terror watch list. While it's common practice for Border Patrol agents to screen each illegal alien they come in contact with, the action is currently not required by law. In filing the measure, Williams said the recent influx of terror watch-listed individuals attempting to cross the border means agents need to be screening them now more than ever. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as keep up with the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. This edition of the Texas Minute was based on original reporting by Charles Blaine, Will Biagini, Amelia McKenzie, and Emily Medeiros. Nick Shepard produces the Texas Minute in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around the Lone Star State. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.